You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Traded them so they won't have any word to come against what they see in the world if you're not teaching them in the house of God or bringing them to the house of God. Because see, when the word's in you deep, when you see error, it's like a computer. They don't calculate. That's a virus. Malware, amen, whatever. Won't work. Amen, somebody. Because the truth of the matter, it ain't just that God sent Jesus. Really, God came himself. The Bible says God was in Jesus, reconciling the world unto himself. The only thing that made Jesus was the fact that he was born in the womb of a virgin and put on flesh. But that was God in flesh. How do I know? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. That same Word was with God and was God. So God himself came down. So that movie is in air. Amen. Third point, and all this is in the spirit, not scripted. They had a pseudo rapture in the movie. Now, I've never seen this in any movie except for Christian movies where they talk about the rapture. But they had it to where one person was standing there and another one was taken. And one person was standing there and another one was taken. I say, well, would you look at this here? They got the rapture. Now, if you don't have the word in you, you watching this and like, oh, that's interesting. Look at that. But the truth of the matter was, that was a pseudo rapture. But it didn't show where they was going. How many of you believer, when you get raptured, absent in the body is to be present? See, if they knew the truth, they would have showed that. So when the kids get to the house of God, you got to tell them the truth. Amen, somebody. You watched that and that was great. That was entertaining. But you need to know what the truth is. Amen. I digress. And the Lord was with Joseph, verse 2, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. That was my point. And that Joseph made all that he did to prosper. It didn't say just that Joseph prospered, but even the man he was working for prospered. See, it's a blessing to have a real Christian on your job. It's a blessing to have a real Christian on your team. Amen, somebody. Never be ashamed of being a Christian. You add to the equation if you're there. Verse 4, and Joseph found grace in his sight. I bet he did. He was making him money. Amen. You want to get promoted? Go on the job and do well. Have integrity. Amen. Have a strong work ethic. You'll find grace with the employer. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well-favored. Principle, God can prosper us even in the most difficult situations when we obey him. Psalms 1 verse 1 through 3 declares, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You can't just listen to any kind of counsel. Boy, I feel like talking. How many know the devil got ungodly counsel? You can get good counsel from somebody, and while you telling them about the Spirit of God, the devil over here chatting too. So you hearing godly counsel, but because you hear demonic counsel, you can't even obey what God said. You got to be careful what you hear. So you have to understand, the devil knows scripture too. And he can twist scripture. That's why you got to know the word. So when something is said, if it don't line up with the scripture, you can love the individual, but you can count that information out. That don't line up with what he said. Amen, somebody. We only want to do what he said. I ain't going to go into detail. But how many, at some point, you heard some bad information and they tried to throw scripture in there with it? Y'all ain't going. Amen. Satan tried to do it to Jesus. Jump on off this thing. He gonna want to give you angels to take you up. Jesus had a greater scripture. Don't you tempt the Lord thy God. See, you got to know the word. Yeah. See? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. What man? The man that don't walk in the way of counsel of the ungodly, standeth in the way of sinners, sitteth in the seat of scornful, but he delights in God's word. God wants to prosper us, and he'll do it in the most difficult situations if we obey him. Now, verse 7 through 20, we have another principle. Verse 7 through 20. If you're writing, put with promotion, there's always a test. With promotion, there's always a test. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon him. You might say, man, what in the world? Joseph said, I'm doing all right. My master loved me. He put everything under my authority. Where's she coming from? And she said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wanteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hands. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin, watch this, not against Potiphar, not against his wife, not even against himself, but against God? In whatever we do, always remember who we're serving. We're serving God. We don't sin because we want to honor God. When we do sin, Father, forgive us, and we get back in right standing with God. We want to stay in obedience to who? God. David said, to you and you alone have I sinned. We want to stay in right standing with God. Verse 10, and it came to pass as she spake to Joseph day by day. See, that's how the enemy do. He'll start, and if he can't get you one way, he'll come a different way. You know, call out, wear you out warfare. Until eventually, if you're not strong in the word, strong in your prayer life, amen, obedient in your heart, he come on in. It came to pass as she spake to Joseph day by day that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business. And there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she lied. That ain't in there, but that's what she did. She called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. She laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife, which he spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. How many know that's an awful test? The test wasn't just that the woman came. The test came now at a higher level when he did what was right but was still punished. See, sometimes we can be treated unfairly, but I want you to know it's just a test. If you stay with God, even if it seems unjust, even if somebody did you wrong, there's going to come a time to where God's going to vindicate you. Just stay on the right path. With promotion, there's always a test. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 says, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Look at David, say, neighbor, he won't test you more than you can handle. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. In Joseph's case, he was able to run out. He ran away from this temptation. When he was in the prison, God allowed him to interpret dreams. He put him over the prison. He allowed him to make it through both tests. Genesis 41, 1 through 14. If you're writing, I want you to put down, your gift will make room for you. See, what you're saying is Joseph is going through a transition. He's starting off in a bad situation. He knows his daddy had wisdom. He suffered for it. His brothers had anger and bitterness towards him. They made an irrational decision, caused him to be thrown into a pit and sold into slavery. But Joseph understood that he could prosper even in the most difficult of situations because he continued to obey God. Then when faced with the test, Joseph continued to be promoted because he passed the test. But now he gets to the place where now his gifting is about to come alive. In Genesis 41, 1 through 14, it says, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine or cows and fat flesh. It was fat. And they fed in a meadow. And behold, 7 other kine or cows came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean flesh. They were skinny, deathly looking, and stood by the other cows upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored or skinny ones did eat up the 7 well-favored cows. And I'm going to skip on down. Basically, this dream, Joseph is about to give the interpretation. In verse number 8, it says, and it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians. He called for the worldly folks first. This is Pharaoh. He had a dream revealed to him by God, but he called on the world, the soothsayer, the tarot card reader, the fortune teller. Let me tell you, young folk, I don't care how that sign, that neon light shine. Look at me, every young person, look at me. I don't care how that light shine, and it say fortune teller. They got them in Lake Charles, and it's telling them, come get your future told. Don't you go in there. You'll open up yourself for demonic spirits. Amen. Don't you call. She out of business now, but if you lady named Cleo, don't call her. Amen. Don't fool with none of them. Amen. You go to the word. Amen, somebody. You don't go to no witch doctor. Amen, nobody. You go to the word. Amen, somebody. Or you come to a pastor. Amen, somebody. You know walking right. Amen, somebody. And say, what saith the Lord? Amen, somebody. You go to God first, you go to his word, you go to spiritual leadership. Don't go to all this stuff out there in the world. I never forget, amen, we was in New Orleans and they had tarot card readers, crystal ball readers right in front of the Catholic church. You can just go take up a seat and get what you need, amen. Demonic. Amen. Stay with the Lord. Let the Lord speak to you, amen. So he went to get all these magicians, amen, folk who really couldn't do nothing, to try to interpret this dream.